It's our last limud together for this month. And some of the dinim drabanan that relate to Bishul, although we'll see that while they are, we often think of them as part of the halachas and melachas Bishul, they're not Bishul daraisa. They might not even really be related to the melach of Bishul, but they definitely are, practically speaking, halachas that relate to warm food, specifically keeping food warm or making food warm on Shabbos. So we'll be focusing, Mr. Shem, on Shehiyah Nachazara, on the Isra of leaving something al Gabi HaEshim before Shabbos, that's Shehiyah, or Hachazara, Nesina, putting something on the fire, al Gabi HaEshim, or putting something back on the fire. Each of them, when they're Mutter, when they're Aser, perhaps we'll also touch upon already today, the third Isra, not really an Isra, of al gabi ha'esh, but another one of the isurim of warm food on Shabbos, and that's the isur drabanan of hatmanan. I think for now we'll focus on shehiyah. We'll probably focus on hachazara after Pesach. And the story begins, as you saw, with a series of three mishnayos, two mishnayos at the end of the first parak of Shabbos, and then the opening mishnah of the third parak of Shabbos. The mishnah on daf yud zayin amid beis, the second last mishnah in Perek Yitzias HaShabbos, has a long series of cases which are Machlokes B'Shaar B'Hillel, about setting up a system that's going on Erev Shabbos is going to be performing a Malacha on Shabbos. And the Gemara just, in each of these cases, B'Shaar say it's a problem, B'Hillel say it's not a problem. The Gemara has different interpretations. The primary understanding is that they're arguing over Shvisas Kalim. The Torah tells us a shvisas behemto is necessary. One needs to ensure that one's I'm not allowed to allow my animal to do malacha for me on Shabbos. That's psukim in Aseres Hadibros. My animal can munch on grass for himself, but he can't do malacha for me. I can't have my animal plow. I can't have my animal pull a feed bag to plant, and so on and so forth. But how about Shvisas Kalim? So Beis Shammai says Shvisas Kalim is also a problem. We began to look at this in the last Chabura. I'm going to set up a pot for dyeing. I'm going to set up traps, perhaps, that are going to operate on Shabbos and so on and so forth. So Beis Shammai say that's a problem because Shvisas Kalim. Beis Hillel say it's not a problem. Shvisas Kalim is not required. So it's okay to have my kelim do malacha on Shabbos. However, the Mishnayos say that there is an exception. And the exception, the case in which even Beis Hillel agree that you cannot set up a system on Erev Shabbos for malacha to happen on Shabbos, that is what? That is when you're cooking food. When you're cooking food, you can't leave the food to an Erev Shabbos to cook al gabi ha'esh, such that the cooking is happening on Shabbos. That's a problem. The mission already indicates in the final mission on Daf Yud Testament days, final mission in the first parak, and then the Mishnayos continue with that, the opening mission in Parakira. That Shehiyah is Aser. I cannot leave things on the fire from before Shabbos. As Rav Shechter likes to point out, it really has nothing to do with Bishul. As the Gemara points out, it has nothing to do with Bishul. It's the Gzeira Shami Yechata B'Gechalim. So Rav Shechter's Nusach is Jews love to eat, and especially on Shabbos Kodesh. So we're worried that your Lahut after the food, you want the food, you want to be able to eat the food. So if the cooking isn't going as rapidly or as well as you would have liked, you might stoke the flame, you might adjust the fire. Shami yechata b'gechal. You may poke around the coals. The Gemara in Krisis discusses it's some combination of mavir and mechaba. We paskin that havara is a full-fledged malacha. We paskin that havara is l'chalak yatz, not l'lav yatzas. We assume that if you're mechata b'gechalim, when you poke around the coals, you're doing a combination of both mechaba and mavir. You can be putting some coals out, you can be lighting some other coals. That's a brace increase. There's a braces increases. So bisman hazeh with a gas stove, so you're not going to be mechaba, presumably, unless you're lowering the flame. You're going to be mavir by adding fuel to the fire. So that's an Issur Rabbanan. I can't leave the food from Erev Shabbos cooking on the fire into Shabbos Shehiya to allow it to stay there. That's an Issur Rabbanan. Shema Yechata Begachalim. Shema Yechata Begachalim. Shechter has a beautiful article or series of articles about the difference between Milachos Rabbanan and Gzeiros Rabbanan. Sometimes you have a situation where what I'm doing is not the full-fledged Malacha D'Oraisa, but it's also you may come to. It's a Drabbanan form of the Malacha D'Oraisa. And other times, we have that by Tochin, let's say we have that by Lush. Situation where it's not fully Lush, but it's a Lush Drabbanan, it's a Tochin Drabbanan. And then, let's say, in continuing the world of Tochin, the din is Mishnayos later in the Sechta that the Jew is, in certain cases, not allowed to take medication on Shabbos unless you're actual chola, even ein bo sakana, but a cholish ein bo sakana at least, or obviously cholish ein bo sakana is mutter. But if you're not even a cholish ein bo sakana, if this condition is not so severe that it gets in the way of normal functioning, you're not bedridden and you're able to function, you're uncomfortable. You have a headache, you have a stomach ache, but it's not getting in the way of normal functioning. You're not a cholish ein bo sakana, but merely mechush ba'alma, you have aches and pains. So there's an Issur Rabbanan against refuah when you are not a cholo, when it's merely mechesh ba'alma. Why is it Issur Rabbanan? So gzeiru shema warriors, you might be mesachik samanim. You're worried that you may violate tochen in preparing medication. Some medications require powder. Less common than it used to be, but okay. The gzeiru stands. Rafu is also, but it's not that taking medication is a drabanan form of tochein. It's not that I'm grinding something drabanan. Taking medication is taking medication. But it's not a malacha drabanan of tochein. It's a gzeira atu tochein. It's a gzeira. You may come to do tchina, and there are a number of nafkaminas in that. Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises the possibility that. Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises the question of whether I'm allowed to set up a kinyan. It's actually an Erev Pesach Shaila. Whether you're allowed to set up a kinyan to be chal on Shabbos. We're going to do the Maisa kinyan. Mishnah says in Maseches Beitza that Chazal forbade kinyan mekachumem kergzer shema yichtov. Said, let's say I do the Maisa kinyan in advance, but kinyan is we chal on Shabbos. And one situation where one might want to do that is Erev Pesach Chalias per Shabbos. I want to do Mechiras Chametz to the Nachri, but we want to eat the Chametz Leil Shabbos. We want to eat the chametz early morning, Shabbos morning. So we want to only sell the chametz to the Nachri at 11 in the morning on Shabbos. So the question is, am I allowed to set up a kinyan where the Maisa kinyan happens before Shabbos, but the Chalos kinyan happens on Shabbos? Rabbi Akiva Eiger is very hesitant about that. Why? What am I doing? I did everything beforehand. The answer is, well, I did the Maisa was beforehand, but the Chalos kinyan is on Shabbos. In other words, I'm b'sheva al tasa. I'm passive. But the kinyan is occurring on Shabbos. If it was a melacha, presumably it would for sure be mutter because you're only in violation of the melacha if you're doing the melacha. The ma'aseh melacha is on Shabbos. But when it's a gzeira, so it's not really the act which is per se usher. It's not that this is a tochin d'oraisa or a tochin rabbanan. This isn't. It's not that a kinyan is a form of kosev. But kinyanim might lead to a subsequent act of, or a concurrent act of ksiva. So even though my maisa kinyan happened earlier, this is the chashash, it's possible. That's what you have to figure out. When you're dealing with the gzeir or drabanan, you have to figure out whether it's an isser maisa or an isser totsah. But it's conceivable that it's going to be an isser totsah, in which case the totsah happening on Shabbos, even if I am b'shav al tasa, would still be a problem. And that's also why. When a gezeira is an isur totsah, so then having it done by nachri doesn't make it mutter. That's why the poskim discuss there is a heter midrabanan on an isur drabanan. Amir lo nachri is also midrabanan, and one of the heterim is shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. If it's to begin with only drabanan, and then if I did it with drabanan. Have a nachri do it, says a double drabanan, says mutter b'makom mitzvah. So the poskim discuss, so let's say I have a shavu brachas on Shabbos, so why can't you hire nachrim, non-Jewish musicians, to to play at the Shadrachas? Or why can't you have non-Jewish musicians play music in shul to enhance the davening? Shvusta shvusta rakha mitzvah. So Alpi Pashta, that is not mutter. You cannot have a non-Jewish organist in shul on Shabbos. And the reason why it's not shvusta shvusta rakha mitzvah is probably because Hashmas call, having musical instruments be played, that's a gzeira jarbon. And it's probably as a gzeira, it lends itself to being an isr totzah. And if it is, so then whether I do it or the Nachri does it, either way it's the same isr drabon. It doesn't drop down to shvus to shvus. So that's something to think that's going to come up with Shehiya as well. Shehiya is and they make up with Hachazara as well. It's a gzeira drabonon. It's not that leaving food in the fire is an act of turning the fire on. It's gzeira drabanan. So Shabbos saying something, the fire to go on over Shabbos may not always solve my problems. Okay. But again, it's Shehiya is aser, and it's aser mishum shami yechata b'gechalim. So it's a gzeira ato mavir and perhaps also mechaba. And but again, and an exception to the usual rule, the Shvisis Kalim is mutter. So the Mishnah on Lamed Vav might be mentioning ways in which Shehiya is mutter, and that's something that the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph quotes in a Braisa from Chananya. That Shehiya is mutter, Shehiya is a problem, but Shehiya is mutter if you have one of two situations, one of three. The Mishnah gives three solutions. One solution is Shehiya is going to be mutter if the fuel is not something that's adjustable. If I have a kasho gvava and burning paper and burning straw, you can't poke around and make the fire bigger. It just is what it is, and it's going to go out very quickly anyhow. And there's no way to adjust it, so then the Mishnah says that Shehiya in that case is mutter as is. That's usually not the type of cooking that you're doing. Usually your fuel is something that's up to adjustment, whether it's a gas stove or you're cooking on coals. So then the Mishnah says that your other two solutions are either grufa or ketuma. So grufa means you move the coals away. Most Rishonim understand that means you remove the coals from the oven. All you have is just a hot, empty space. There is no fire whatsoever. It's clearly not al gabi ha'esh. The Ran is of the opinion that it even means that you just move the coals to sort of to the side of the oven. Away, you move the coals away. We'll come back to that in a moment. The other solution that the Mishnah gives is achiyiten es ha'efer. You put down ash. That's what the Braisa and Daf Chaf refers to as ketuma, to be kotein. That's the kitma is Aramaic for ash. So you're covering the coals with ash. So either you move the coals away, you cover the coals with ash. If it's grufa or ketuma, either one. So then there's no problem of shehiya. So that's presumably because it's going to take away or at least lessen the concern of shami yechata. And usually we assume that means that you cover the fire. Usually we assume that means that Bezmanazah, you cover the fire with a blech. That's what we usually assume. Aaron Kotler and the Chazon Ish each had something to say about that. Neither one thought that the way to go is cover the fire with a sheet of metal. And the reason for that is rooted in Machlokas Rashi and Tosis right here on the Mishnah Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us the solution of ketumah, chitin se'efer. So Rashi does send us back to Daf Lamed Daled. We're in a different context, the context of hatmana. The Gemara mentioned shem yechata b'gechalim. And he says, he relates this to that. And he talks about putting the ashes on the fire to cool them down. Very curious. Tosas gives us, seems to be the simple pshat. Tosas says, we're worried if you leave the food cooking on the fire, you may be unhappy. You come back from shul Friday night, the food isn't ready yet, so you may start poking around. You may adjust the fire. So that's why you want to have something there. Either you remove the coals entirely, there is nothing to adjust, or it's kasha gvava, there is nothing to adjust. Or you do ketumah, you cover the coals So that's a heker to remember, that something that's going to remind you that that you should not be adjusting the cold. And others have a different twist, that I am. It's a reminder not to mechatzeh b'gacham. That's the pasha to pshat. Rashi talks about putting the ashes on to cool them down. So how do you understand that? So Rashi seems to say, is, and that's how Tos understands it, that it relates back to Shem Yechad Begacham Daf Lamed Dalet. What was that all about? That we actually had seen earlier in the context, that we had seen the Gemara, Lamed Dalet and Alf Dalet Dalet Beis, in the context of Bishalach Abishal B'davar Lach. What the Gemara was talking about there, Rava was explaining, mentioned before, there's a problem of Shehiyah and of Hachazara and of Hatmana. So why is, what's the issue with Hatzmanu? We have a parak dedicated to it, parak b'matomim, but the core of it appears here in these memras, lamadalam alaf, lamadalam bay, is the end of the second parak, where Rava points out that there are two types of Hatzmanu. One is even asr on Arab Shabbos, the other one is only asr on Shabbos. If I'm going to set up a Hatzmanu situation where it's mosif hevel, where it's actually a matman in a way that adds heat, not only am I insulating it, but I'm actually adding heat, that's even also an Erev Shabbos. If I'm just going to wrap it in a way that maintains them, insulating in a way that maintains the heat, that's also to do on Shabbos, but that's not also to do on Erev Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says here. If I take the soup off the fire on Friday night, but some of my guests haven't shown up yet, and we're waiting, we don't want to wait any longer, so we take the soup off the, we can start serving the soup to whoever's here, and we want to keep it warm for whoever's not here. So if I'm going to try to keep it warm by wrapping it in a blanket on Shabbos, that is a problem of Hatzmana. It's not Mosif Havel, I'm not adding any heat, it's sitting on the counter covered by a blanket. That's Hatzmana V'davar Hamam and Havel. It's mutter to do on Erev Shabbos, but also to do on Shabbos. Then Rava says, based on the Mishnayos in the fourth parak, the bedavar hamosiv hevel, if I'm going to do hatzmanah in a way that actually adds heat, either I have some substance that has an exothermic reaction going on and is actually adding to the heat of the pot, or at the very least, the simplest way is that I matmin it while it's on the fire. I leave something on the blech wrapped up. I leave something on the plata wrapped up, so it's wrapped up. It's hatzmanah, and there's a heat source. So that's a problem. That's Hatzmanah B'davar HaMosav Hevel. That's Asr to set up, even if I set up from Erev Shabbos. Why? So here's where the Gemara explains, Alam Tabal Adam Beis, Hatzmanah B'davar HaMosav Hevel is Asr even from before Shabbos, because we're worried that if you allow it to be Matman, Davar HaMosav Hevel, if you allow it to be Matman and Davar HaMosav Hevel, that you may think that you can even be Matman in coals. What's wrong with being matmin in coals? Shem yechate b'gechal. So Rashi seems to understand that every case of shehiyah is hatzmanah b'davar hamosav hevel. You're leaving it on the fire, and there's heat coursing into it, that's a problem. So that's what the Gemara said in Lamed Aleph Beis, based on the Mishnayos. Hatzmanah B'davar Mosav Hevel is also even said from before Shabbos. Why? Shem Yechate B'Gechalim. So Rashi says that's what's going on here. You take the coals away. That's not Mosav Hevel. If it's Gorov, or if it's Katam. So how does it help to be Kotein? You're covering it. So Rashi says, well, you're covering it in a way. You put some ashes on the coals. It's going to cool things down. It sounds like then it's not so much a Dover Hamosif Hevel. That is, Balyatosis point out, that this Shita of Rashi, that it's not enough just to have a heker or something covering the fire, but you actually have to have something that actually cools the fire down, because there's an element of Hatzmanah. So Tosis is very bothered. It's not really Hatzmanah. Number one, it's not really Hatzmanah. If it was Hatzmanah, why does cooling it down help? So I'm going to put ashes on the fire. So now they're not as hot. But there's still some heat. Davar HaMosav Hevel doesn't have to be super hot. even a small matter, he's been at it. You turn down the knob, so to speak, on your fire. You put ashes on the coals. So therefore what? So it's hard to understand. But that is the shita of Rashi, that Garuf has to actually reduce the amount of heat that's flowing from the heat source, from the fire, into the pot of food. So the Chazon Ish was concerned with Rashi, and that's what the Chazon Ish was unhappy with the idea of using metal blech. This was help to have metal blech. It's a fantastic heat conductor. You're not being mitzanein. It's not like putting ashes on coals. So the Chazon Ish was worried about using the blech. That is not at all a widely accepted opinion. The vast majority of poskim 20th, 21st century do not accept the position of Chazon Ish. We assume putting a metal blech on is totally fine. Either we hold like Tosus, or we hold like Rabbeinu Chana. Rabbi Shechta points out this, that Rabbeinu Chana will work as well. Rabbeinu Chananel will work as well. The early poskim quote Rabbeinu Chananel maybe it's hot. Maybe it's a problem of hatzma v'darvo sevel if it's touching the fire. So if you have a blech, it's not touching the fire. What Rabbeinu Chananel is also solving is a problem with Rashi. We said before that Tosis is very bothered by Rashi on two fronts. Number one, if you call this hatzmana, so then it's lowering the fire, it's still somewhat mosif hevel. Okay, so then taka, why is it mutter? So, well, why does it even help to do kitma? Because you have the other kasha in Rashi. Other kasha, that the Tosis expressly asks, the other problem that Tosis asks in Rashi, the Tosis has more kashas also, other problem that Rishonim ask on Rashi, is this is not hatzmana. Hatzmana is only when, presumably, when the pot is actually encased by a rat, it's wrapped in something to maintain the heat, not to use the heat source below. And furthermore, not only that it's encased, but that the davar hatmatman is in direct physical contact with the pot. So if I take a pot and I put it inside an oven, but it's a big oven, so it's surrounded by heat, but it's not surrounded by the oven walls, that's apipasha, it's not hatmana. So that's really the dual attack that the Rishonim have on Rashi, is the problem isn't a problem, the solution is not a solution. If there really is a problem of hatzmana, then just lowering the heat is not a solution. And it's not even a problem, because this is not hatzmana. So Rabbeinu Chananel raises the possibility that if it's in direct contact with the fire, maybe that's, even though it's not wrapped all around, maybe that's the equivalent of hatzmana. Okay. So halacha lamasa, a blech will solve the problem of Shehiyah for Tosis. That's just a plain Shemiyachata Begachalm. It's not directly connected to Hatmana. Hatmana, B'darmasot Heva, and Shehiyah both have the same, they're based on the same concern of Shemiyachata Begachalm, but they're two unrelated Isur. Don't do Hatmana, Shemiyachata Begachalm. Don't do Shehiyah, Shemiyachata Begachalm. So for Tosis, clearly part of Blach is fine. And Rabbeinu Chananel, that yes, there's a problem of, this is going to be called Hatmana, B'darmasot Heva, but only if the pot's in direct contact with the fire, so you put down a blech, either turn down the fire or put down a blech, that will solve it also. Okay. Now one other point I mentioned before, that the covering the fire with a blech is the standard approach to doing grufa ketuma, specifically making it ketuma. The Chazon Ish was machmir. He thought that blech is not good enough because this concern of Rashi, you have to be mitzanin the fire. Okay, we don't accept the Chazon Ish. Maybe the Jews of Bnei Brak do, I don't know. But beyond that, I think generally the Chazon Ish is not accepted the halacha. I think it's Rav Karlu who raised a different question, interesting question, which is, you're going to put on a blech, where do you put the blech? Is it true you put the blech on the fire? So, that's what the Mishnah says. You're putting ashes, achiyitim sa'efer. Rashi says, Agabi Gecholim. That's what everyone assumes. You put the ashes on the coals. But here's the question. Avipash, that means you should put the blech on the flames. The question is, but back in the Bitkufas Chazal, the coals were two things. They were both the heat source and they were the adjustment knob. But nowadays, on a gas stove, or an electric stove for that matter, those two items are separated. The heat source is over there, but the knob is over here. So which one are you, where are you supposed to make the hecker? The truth is that, again, putting Rashi aside from a Tosis position, that it's a heker to remind you not to be mechata b'gecholim. One can make the argument that you need to have the heker at the spot where you might do adjustment, at the spot where you might be mechata. So that really, the ikker is to cover the knobs. Who needs to cover the fire unless you want to be choshish for the Rebbeinu Hananel and you have a tall fire? So I think they say of the name of Aaron Cutler that he felt that the main ketumah is really to cover the knobs. Ramosha Feinstein felt that the main ketumah is to cover the fire. That was, if Chazal had gas stoves, so maybe they would have been masakin to cover the knobs. But Lamaisa, that seems to be Ramosha's approach. Lamaisa, Chazal or masakin, cover the fire. That was the takana. So that remains the takana. I think Ramosha is right. It would be good. Well, the answer is ace, why not cover the knobs as well? But the primary concern is... the primary concern is to cover the fire. Okay, so it's sometimes recommended if you have a bluff that's long enough that it covers the fire and the knobs. So matov manon. Again, so that's a din of ketuma, a ketuma to solve the problem. And then garufa, as I said before, most Yishom assume means you're shoveling the coals out of the oven. There is no heat source remaining. And the Ran says that you're shoveling to the side within the oven. So that too is a heker. You're going to reach in to poke the fire. You're going to remind, oh, the coals are over there. Oh yeah, taka Shabbos. I'm not allowed to poke the coals. So that is. So that's how we assume that a blech works, and that you want to cover the fire, and ideally you want to cover the knobs as well. There is a machlokas hatanoim, Chananya and the Chachamim, which was already raised very briefly. By the Gemara and Chaf Amud Aleph, and is raised at great length in the opening sugya of Parakira, Daf Lam Vav and Beis Daf Lam and Zayin Amud Aleph. What was the Machlokas Chananya and the Chachamim? And it becomes the Gemara and Lamed Vav raises it as a question of how are you supposed to read this complicated mission at the beginning of Kira? Is it following Chananya or is it following the Chachamim? And Daf Chaf, the Gemara just quotes Chananya, a brace of Chananya, perhaps in reference to the Mishnah there. The kol kamachu ben drusoy mutter lahashos al gabe kira afa pisha ein gerufa uketuma. Chananya holds that the whole issue of gerufa ketuma, the whole issue of shehiyah, that shehiyah is asur unless you're gored for kotem, that's only if the food is not yet kamachu ben drusoy. If the food already reached kamachu ben drusoy, then the whole issue is over. The whole issue of shehiyah is only on food that's not even partially cooked. Again, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether Machal Ben Drusoy is Chatzi Bishulo or Shlush Bishulo, but that's the position of Chananya. That's the position of Chananya, and the whole Isser Shehiyah ends at Machal Ben Drusoy. So Chananya holds that... that once you're past Machal Ben Drusoy, if you have food that's partially cooked before Shabbos, a third or half cooked before Shabbos, you can leave it on the fire to finish cooking. The soup is already half cooked, so leave it on the fire with no blech, no problem. That's the position of Chananya. And the Gemara points out, but the Chachamim disagree. And the Chachamim say, no, that even beyond Machal Ben Drusoy, there's an issue. Even beyond Machal Ben Drusoy, there's an issue of Shehiyah, and that the Gemara picks up on Lamed. The Gemara is a long discussion. Lamed Zayin, Lamed Vav and Beis, Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Is the Mishnah like Chananya? Is the Mishnah not like Chananya? And the Gemara gets into other issues towards the deeper into Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Other issues in the world of Shehiyah and Achazara, Mahulismach, and so on and so forth. And the Gemara comes back. And then the Gemara comes back to this on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara comes back to this and with a twist. The Gemara wants to know further. Let's say you're going to say like the Chachamim. At what point does it stop? If it doesn't, Chananya is clear that the Isser Shehiyah ends at the Machlok Ben Drusai. According to the Chacham, the Gemara is a Machlokas Lamazam Beis. Does the Isra end when you hit Nisbashel called Tsarko, as soon as it's fully cooked and there's no longer an issue of Shehiya? Or does it continue further for as long as it's Mitztamek V'yafalo? Mitztamek V'yafalo means it's already fully cooked, but it's continuing to become more delicious as the food disintegrates more on the fire. The chunks are already ready to go. It's not half raw, not half cooked, fully cooked, but you know, the longer it sits, the more geshmak it becomes. That's Mitztamek V'yafalo. It's ready. This bashel called Tsarko, but still improving. Beyond Mitztamek V'yafalo, at some point you get to Mitztamek V'ralo, where at this point it might not be totally inedible, but it's getting worse the longer it's burning or it's drying out. So everyone agrees that Mitztamek V'ralo, there's no concern of Shehiya. No one wants to get the fire going more at that point. But the question is, according to the Chacham, does it didn't stop at... once it's in special called Sarko, or does it continue for as long as it's still mitztamek v'yafelo? Then the Gemara that we showed him here on Lamed Zayin and Beis have a discussion. So how do we paskin? Machlokas Chananya and the Chachamim. So Rashi and Tosfos get involved. That it would seem they're of the opinion we should pass the Chananya. The Chachmei Sfarad. The Chachmei Sfarad disagree. They're not so ready to be Mekel HaChananya. And L'maisa we are Machmir to avoid, to assume that Shehiya applies all the way through Nisbashel Kal Tzarko, all the way through Mitznamek V'yaflo. We would want a blech. Even if the chant is fully done before Shabbos, we would still want a blech. Mitznamek V'yaflo. There is a further issue that Kiveger raises, which is, according to Chananya, so the Isser Shehiyah ends at Machal Ben Drusai, which means beyond Machal Ben Drusai. If the food's ready at Machal Ben Drusai before Shabbos, you can leave it on the fire with no Gruf HaKetum and no issue. Okay. Chacham say, no, there is an issue of Shehiyah, and it's going to be, you're going to require your Gruf HaKetum further. To this Mashal called Sarko, perhaps even calls Manasman's time if Yafalo. Kiveger raises, based on Rashba, is the Chachamim push till later the point at which you still need to have Gruf HaKetumah. Okay. Are they also pushing later the point at which Gruf HaKetumah works? That's something the Rashba raises that Kiveger brings onto the page of Shulchan Aruch. Not only do the Chachamim hold that you need Gruf HaKetumah, the Gruf HaKetumah is necessary beyond Machal Ben Drusai, but maybe they also hold that before Machal Ben Drusai, Gruf HaKetumah is not even sufficient. In other words, maybe you're not allowed to do Shia at all before Machal Ben Drusai. Again, the logic of all this is at earlier stages, there's an increased concern, increased tension, increased stress over I need to get the food ready to eat soon. So it's more of a concern of Shem Yechata. And once it's fully cooked, it's mitznamek v'yafalo, so then, okay, maybe you want it to get even more geshmak, but there's very little stress at that point about driving the fire higher. And that's why it's machlokas amaroim, maybe even the chacham hold, there's no esrshi at that point. Before, when it's already kamacha ben drusoy, but not yet, the special called Sarko. So it is edible if you need to. So Chananya says, we're done with the Shem Yechata. Chacham says, no, we still have a concern of Shem Yechata. Kodem Machal Ben Drusai is when you have the most severe concern of Shem Yechata, because the food isn't even edible yet. So Gevalt, what are we going to do? We better get the fight. There's the greatest concern that a person will make a mistake, Shem Yechata Begachal. So Chananya holds that the chiluk between before Machal Ben Drusai, after Machal Ben Drusai is there a gzeir or not? Do you need Gruf HaKetumah or not? The Rashba thinks that the Chachamim also accept that Machal Ben Drusai is relevant, not that beforehand Gruf HaKetumah is necessary, it's mutter only that Gruf HaKetumah, later on it's mutter without, but later on after Machal Ben Drusai it's mutter with Gruf HaKetumah, beforehand it's aser, absolutely Gruf HaKetumah won't even help you. Shehiyah is absolutely aser. That's the position of the Rashba that Rabbi Kiveger raises in his Agos on the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, according to Kiveger, you cannot put food on the blech unless it's nisbashel kol tzarko before Shabbos. It has to be nisbashel kol tzarko before Shabbos. Ah. Now, practically speaking, most people anyways aren't putting food. You're not going to put a pot of soup on the blech right before Shabbos if it's not nisbashel kol tzarko. You're probably going to be worried that it may not be fully cooked by the time everyone comes home from shul. Now, on the other hand, okay, maybe you think that within, depending on how long the davening is, maybe you think there'll be enough time. But this comes up most frequently with water. It comes up most frequently. Oh, I'm sorry, again, because remember, the situation, you're going to put it up, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Rukiv Eger is worried, you're not allowed to, according to Rukiv Eger, you can't put up, not before the Mashal Kol Tzarko, before Machal Ben Drusoy. I can't put up something that's not even Machal Ben Drusoy before Shabbos on the blech, even with a blech. So what's the scenario? How's it even going to happen? I'm going to put up food right when Shabbos comes in, it's not even Machal Ben Drusoy, but I'm going to serve it tonight, an hour later, it's going to be fully ready. So that's rare. It's going to go from before Machal Ben Drusoy until after the Mashal Kol Tzarko. It's pretty rare. It can sometimes come up with chalent. Okay. I'm going to put up a chalent on Erev Shabbos. If I put up the chalent right before Shabbos, it's not even Kamachal Ben Drusoy by the time it goes on the fire, but I know they will by tomorrow. And it's going to come up more frequently with water. If you don't have an urn and you're actually putting up a kettle of water on the blech, so water goes quickly. So I could have totally cold water, or pretty cold water. It's going up, I put a kettle of cold water on the blech right before Hadlakas Neris, and by the time we're ready for dessert, two, 3 hours later, we want to have tea, the water is piping hot. So that's the most common scenario. Can you put up cold water on the blech before Shabbos? So Rav Shechter tells, I believe in the Pnei Rav, Rav Shechter tells the Maisa. It's striking. There must have been more layers to the story. That a couple in Boston, an older couple in Boston, came to the Rav. No, not an older couple, they're a younger couple. Came to the Rav. Yeah, I think they're recently married. Came to the Rav. They have to get divorced. What's the issue? It's the Rav. Let's get some communication going. What's the issue? The issue is that he says his wife is a Mechalel Shabbos. He can't live with a woman who's a Mechalel Shabbos. The Rav said, well, what do you say? So what's the issue? Where's the Chilul Shabbos? The Chilul Shabbos is she puts up a kettle of cold water on the fire, right? Before she puts a chinek, that's Yiddish for a kettle, she puts a chinek with cold water on the blech a couple of minutes before Hadlakas Neris, then she goes to Tzeneris. So he says, that's Chilul Shabbos. You always make sure the water is hot before Hadlakas Neris. What was really going on was this issue. That in Galicia they were machmir like the Kiveger, that the food has to be at least machal ben drusay for a blech to even help. They call the machal ben drusay, if the food isn't even machal ben drusay when Shabbos comes in, it's not shihi is usher absolutely, even with garf for katam. And literally they followed Shulchan Aruch, which does not quote this chumrah of the Rashba. It says that we're concerned with the chachamim. But that means whether it's before Machal Ben Drusoy or after Machal Ben Drusoy, it's going to be Aser unless you have Gar for Katzim. But Gar for Katzim works even before Machal Ben Drusoy. So that was the solution to the problem. It wasn't that she was a Mechal Al Shabbos. She was following, she was raised in a Lithuanian home. They followed the church that they followed the Mechaber against Rabbi Kiveger. And he was raised in a Galatiana home. They followed Rabbi Kiveger. That was this issue of whether Gar Fakatim helps before Machal Ben Derusai. Okay. Presumably there were other layers to that scenario as well. And I imagine the Rav also addressed trying to enhance the communication, emotional connection between the couple. Better communication obviously would have probably resolved a lot of those tensions much earlier, or at least would have gotten them to the point where they were raising the question with the Rav in a emotionally calm situation, is trying to figure this out. I saw this at home, you saw that at home. We're trying to figure out what's right, what's wrong. So these are the major issues of Shehiyah. Again, Again, maybe let's just recap. Three major dinim drabanan that relate to warm food on Shabbos: Shehiya, Hachazara, and Hatmana. We touched on Hatmana, the two types of Hatmana. Hatmana b'davar hamamid hevel, which is only aser on Shabbos. Hatmana b'davar mosav hevel, which is aser even before Shabbos. That's why you cannot wrap up something even from before Shabbos that's on a heat source. And we mentioned that hatmana is only aser if the davar hamatmin is in direct contact with the pot or with the food, and mikolat stadim. It's direct pot contact, mikolat stadim. So I cannot do that on Shabbos in any situation. I cannot do it even from for Shabbos if it's hatmana plus there's an inflow of heat. Okay, so that's the isser of hatmana in brief. The isser of shehiya we saw, that's the hatmana is mishnayis in the fourth parak. Shehiya is mishnayis in the first and third prakim. That even though normally leaving things to cook from before Shabbos should have been mutter according to Beis Hillel, but leaving things to cook from before Shabbos is sometimes going to be also midrabanan gzeira shem yichatas iser of shehiya. And we mentioned that Rashi has a difficult position. That one second, I'll get to Rashi in a moment. And the Mishnayis say that shehiya is aser, but the solution is either you have a heat source like kashuk vava, that's not really that's very flimsy and there's no possibility of chitui, or gori for or kotim. And we generally are involved with kotim, that means to cover the fire. Why that means to why covering the fire helps? So Tosis says that covering the fire helps because it's a hecker. So all you need to do is cover the fire. That's an issue that the Ramesh Feinstein and Yerushalmi Cutler raised. Do you want primarily to cover the fire, or do you want primarily to cover the knob? B'tkufas Chazal, they were the same thing, but now they're not. So we assume that primarily you have to cover the fire, but Matov, if you cover the knobs as well. There is a... I said Rashi has a twist. Rashi thinks that somehow this is not just a general Shem Yechata, so you have to have a hecker to remember not to Yechata, but that somehow, because the heat is flowing in, this is like a Hatmana B'davar Mosav Hevel, and therefore you need to not just leave a hecker that covers the fire, but you have to have something that actually reduces the heat. We generally do not assume like Rashi, despite the fact that Chazanish was concerned. Chazanish thought that a metal blech does not suffice because it's not mitzanim. We do not assume like the Chazanish. We assume Apipashtus like Tosis, maybe like Rei Chananel. Apipashtus like Tosis, just a general Shamiyachata. Shehi is independent of Hatzmana, general Shamiyachata. You have a hecker on the fire, on the knobs, on both. So that's good enough. And then he spoke about Machlokes Chananya and the Chachamim. Until what point does the Isser Shehiya run? Chananya thinks the Isser Shehiya ends at Machal Ben Drusoi. I mean, if the food's already come Machal Ben Drusoi, it's partially cooked, half or a third, for a Shabbos, then you can leave the food on the fire without any gar for katam. The whole Isser, the whole Gzer Drabban, Shem Yichat is only when you have the greatest chashash, namely when the food is not even come Machal Ben Drusoi. You're going to have the greatest tension, but making sure that by the time the meal arrives, the food is servable, if the food is so undone. And the Chachamim push it further. Chachamim say, no, even beyond Machal Ben Drusoi, there's a gzera of shehiya, and therefore need for gar for katam. Further, Machlokas Amram Lamazayim Abayz, the Chacham only push until Mitzvah Shal Sarko, or all the way until it's Mitzvah the Yafalo. And then we mentioned that Riki Ve'eger has a chumra from the Rashba, which the Shulchan Aruch does not accept, which was practiced in Galitza. Chumra was practiced in Galitza, but not in Litta. That the Chacham are not only demanding Grufa Ketumah later, they're also invalidating Grufa Ketumah earlier. Now, not only do you need a blech, even if the food is already Kamacho Ben Drusoi, but the Chacham are also adding over in Bab Chananya that before Macho Ben Drusoi, Chananya says, for Macho Ben Drusoi, there is a Gzeir of Shehiya, and that's when we said, that is a Gzeir of Shehiya, and that's when he said that Grufa Ketumah is necessary and sufficient. The Chacham, according to Rashmer Kiveger, Chacham hold that before Machal Ben Drusoi, Grufa Ketumah doesn't even help. You cannot put food up if it's not Machal Ben Drusoi. So that's what some are Machmer for. Again, it's an issue with a Chaynik. It could also be an issue with chalent. You put up the chalent right before Shabbos, you're not in fulfillment of the shita of the Rashba and Kiv Eger if it's not even partially edible. One last footnote. The Gemara has a heter, another heter, on Lamed Zayim Beis of Kidra Chaisa. On the other extreme, if it's totally raw, if the food is totally raw, even if it's one piece of meat that's totally raw, chai is raw, so then, ironically, even though up until now we've been saying the earlier you are in the cooking process, the more of a concern there is, but if you go to the extreme, a little bit like last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago, right, the hafach lav, kula hafach lav, and all of a sudden now you're tar. So, but here we understand the lamdas. There it's a pashas, it's a chok. But here we understand that if it's a kidra chaisa, if there's a chunk of raw meat right before Shabbos goes in the pot, so then all the chitu in the world isn't even going to help you. And no matter how much you're machata, it's not going to be ready for tonight's suda. And without any chitu, it's going to be ready for tomorrow's suda. So because of the schedule of sudos, so if you go to the extreme of having a piece of meat that's mamish raw, so then the Gemara says, and then there's takano chashash of shem yichat b'gechal. And then you can have the pot on the fire without any grufa ketuma. So Shechter quotes from Henkin and the Rav, who both thought that this heter does not work b'zman hazeh. To take a raw piece of meat and throw it into the pot on right before you light the ner Shabbos, and then you're not going to have a blech for your cholent. That was true b'zman chazal, because the fire wasn't so hot. But our ovens are hot enough that even with a piece of raw meat, within three hours, it's going to be edible. So that's why I mentioned as a footnote, because the b'zman hazeh, it may not be relevant. So these are the major issues in Shehiyah. And Mirt Hashem, we come back from Pesach. The major issue in Shehiyah and some of the key issues in Hatmana. We come back from Pesach, Mirt Hashem, the Thursday after Yom Tov. We'll have a second Chabura where we'll focus on some of the issues of Hachazar, putting food on the fire on Shabbos. Shkoyach.